My name is Bob Fryer. I think that we're very blessed and fortunate to have Josh Hersey as our pastor. He didn't pay me for that, but I'll talk to him later. I've only sat under one pastor all my Christian life. I was born again in 1976. Probably some of you haven't been born then or here then. But in 1976, Jesus came into my life under circumstances where I was an alcoholic from the age of 17 to the age of 34, and I worked for the L.A. County, and I was drinking on the job, and they arrested me for drunk driving and hit and run. And I met a Christian. They took my truck away from me. I don't know why, but then this Southern Baptist, John Harris, he was a watchmaker. He led me to the Lord in his little Datsun car at a coffee break, and from then on, I asked God to give me a thirst for His Word, like I had a thirst for alcohol. And within 9 months, I read the whole Bible all the way through, not knowing what I read, but getting some of it out of it. I was a poor reader, and the Bible helped me to read. And I started, Fred DaCosta, he got me to go to the jail, which I really didn't care to go, but I ended up being there for 20 years. And it's just the grace of Jesus Christ and the teaching of will. Just sitting under one pastor your whole life, you just glean from a person like that and their stability there. Even in the hard times, Jesus is able to do it. And I have one, there's a lot of scriptures that have affected my whole life. But there's one scripture that I have for you, being that we only have 8 to 10 minutes. And that's from John 17:24. And the Bible is a love letter to us. And if you look in my Bible, you'll see a lot of words where I put in Bob's name instead of they or him or he. I put my name in there, and I actually scratch out the pronoun or whatever is in there, and I write in Bob, like God so loved the world. Well, God so loved Bob. And so I make the Word of God personal. So when we read the scripture, I want to have you say your name out loud when we come to those words that say them or they or... I remember that my first Bible I had was a King James, and I didn't understand the these and thous, but then I got the new King James, and then I understand they and them, all right? So if we can, here it is. Father, I desire that, and then say your name here. Bob, also whom you gave me that be with me where I am, and that they may behold my glory which you have given them. For you love Bob. Hear your names? What? I didn't hear your names. So he loves Bob before the foundations of the world. That is the, how about the scripture before that, 23? No. Anyway, the Bible says, the scripture says that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved Bob as you have loved me. I mean, I read that, I've read John a lot of times. And then one day, you know, the light just goes on. And when he says, I love Bob, I put my name in there, as you love me. I thought, how could that be? You know, Jesus was perfect, but he loves each and every one of us as he loved Jesus. I mean, even just talking about it just doesn't seep in all the time, but the more you meditate on God's word, the more it seeps in. And I know that God loves me as he loved Jesus. He loves you as he loved Jesus. Just meditate on that. It is not mind-blowing, but you have to renew your mind to that fact. No matter how rotten we are, he loves us like he loved Jesus. Amen?
You guys can clap for me, too. Maybe I can get a little rhythm going here. That was wonderful. All right, anyway, it's funny, I was supposed to be first, and it's interesting, I was wondering why Josh wanted me first, and I thought, because the Bible tells us first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. But apparently, we don't follow the law here. So I'm probably the only Jewish believer in here, and I'm going to try to give you my testimony the way a chicken lays an egg in the middle of the road. Right on the line and really fast. Okay, because we're going to be doing this because we got three of them. But I'm going to share with you what took me and what captured me. First, let me tell you, so we all get witnessed and prayed for. People pray for you. People witness to you. People share the word for you. Somebody said, nobody ever comes to the Lord without being prayed for. I don't know. You know, maybe that happened to Paul on the road to Damascus. But for the most part, and I had friends praying for me, and I had another Jewish friend that was a powerful believer. He was so overzealous. He's what we called back in the 70s the Jesus freak, right? And I loved him. He was a Jewish believer, but he was driving me crazy. But I heard his words, and I saw his passion. And I was working out with a couple of guys at the gym, and they were sharing some things with me, and it turned out that actually one of them was a pastor in another church, but I didn't know, but he took a different approach with me. So we had great talks. And so I felt this calling, but I was a young Jewish guy, pretty successful. I was building a business, thought the whole world was about getting out there and making it. And so there was an organization still around today, but it's got a little different name. It was Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And it was businessmen, managers and owners of companies that did things to encourage and build up the kingdom for businesses and homes, and that you could be very successful and follow a godly life. And this one gentleman invited me to an event. And so I had the calling. You know, we all have a calling. We feel that. We just don't show up blindly completely. I knew the Lord was starting to tempt me to ask questions and seek answers. And so I go to this event, and there's about 300-400 men, I don't know. It was a beautiful evening, and somebody came up to sing a song. And I'm going to tell you what happened to me, but when I do, I want you to focus not on me. This is never about me. It's never about you. It's about the King. But I want you to look at the cross because it's very significant. So you can kind of picture this, which I know you'll only get a limited sense. So the guy starts singing. Right before he sings, he says, why doesn't everybody just close their eyes and think about Jesus? That's it. In that second, I was gone. And I saw Jesus on the cross with his arms out, looking at me eye to eye, his beautiful face in his eyes. And the cross was moving like in a movie, like bringing in the lens closer and closer. And he looked at me, and he was eye to eye with me. And he took his arms off the cross, and he wrapped them around me. And I was completely engulfed in the Spirit from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes in a way that we would, us believers, would call slain by the Spirit, but I was still standing. And I was awake, but I couldn't open my eyes. I couldn't take my eyes off him, but his arms were wrapped around me. I don't think that you could really know what I'm talking about. Just try to hear that God gave me and he gave you the greatest invitation of the universe. If you have not heard that, if you have not answered his call, I implore you that it's not about buying a house. It's not about getting married and having children. Those aren't the biggest decisions of your life. The biggest decision is for Jesus. And I want to just tell you that it changed my life forever. And in a little bit of time, I'm just going to kind of tell you, I wasn't one of these guys that came from the bottom. I don't have a story like Bob or many other people in here that were Jesus, even the friend that introduced Jesus to me, he was like really strung out on stuff, and God delivered him from his addictions instantly. I don't have a drag me up from the bottom story. I thought I was at the top. I was young. I had, you know, all the stuff going for me. And so it was interesting because when I would tell my testimony, I would make the fact that I wasn't a broken person part of my testimony, adding to my pride. Hey, look how I was saved. I was saved from the top. Well, trust me, you're never at the top long. And God did humble me many times, and he used me, and he continues to use me to and mature me and take away. And I just pray for less of me and more of him all the time, because it's never about us. It's all about him. But what we get from him, because we make it about him, is overwhelming rivers of life. And I just wanted to share that with you. And see if I had anything on here. I just would have never thought that this Jewish boy would be ministering and pastoring in a church and in other places in San Fernando. It's not the place you'd expect a little Jewish guy to grow up. But praise God that he knows and he has a plan for me that's way better than my plans. So I want to share that with you in Jesus' name. And if there's any of you that haven't made that decision, you've been on that edge, please come out and see me after so I can tell you the greatness of God and we can do it. Amen. And I want to invite Anna up. Anna Herrera.
God bless you all. My name is Anna Herrera, for those that don't know me. I've been coming to this church since 1992. I was saved in 1972. I was under Pastor Whale, and now under Pastor Josh. And it's been a blessing. My testimony is very long. I'm going to try to put it as short as I can. My past is a very normal past for Latina. I'm Spanish. I came from a family that were 10 of us. And I was raised under a family that was very poor. And because of that, the poorness, you know, my mother having 10 children, I never experienced what it was to be loved. To me, the word love was just a word. It didn't exist. I married and continued the same. I married again, and that same word love was never manifested in my life. So to me, love was just a word. It did not exist. I lived with a second marriage. I was under... I was an abused wife. My marriage was very, very, I married a man that I did not know. I found out later his past was dark. So I lived under a terror and fear all my life. So I never knew what it was to be loved or even to know what love was. I lived in fear all my life. As a child, and I grew up in fear. So when I did not know God, I was never told about God. I used to hear about God. My grandmother used to take me to church. But it was just a church, Catholic church where I was raised. I never knew God in my home. I never knew who God was. He was just a name. He just existed in the back of my mind. And that's all he was to me. He wasn't real. It was just something that my parents showed me, that I had to be religious. So I did not believe in God either. I just went because I wanted to be what my parents used to tell me to do. So I grew up that way, not knowing what it was to be loved. So in my marriage, it was so horrendous. I was beaten constantly. I was mistreating my children. I had a son from my previous marriage. He was always been tormented like me. I was threatened by my life, my family if I said anything. So my life was a constant fear. I never knew what it was to be loved. With that in mind, they used to mention, I used to see this person that went around telling people about Jesus. I would not let him get near me because I didn't want him to tell me anything. So I rejected all that. But it was haunting me. It was haunting me. My life was miserable. I did not know what to do. I wanted to die, but I didn't have the courage to do it. I used to work in Valencia, and I used to go from North Hollywood to Valencia every day. And I lived, worked up there in a factory for 30-something years. And every day I would drive over there, and I would be crying and crying because I was so unhappy. So one of these days that I went, I have to make my testimony so short, it's so long that makes me nervous because I want to get over with it. But the point is that as I was driving to my job, I was so much in tears that I screamed from the bottom of my soul and I said, if you really are the Son of God, you show it to me. Let me know that you're real. I did not know at that moment what I was saying, because at that moment, my whole being inside of me felt like I was going to explode. What I'm telling you happened, and it registered in my heart, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. And as I was screaming and for the Lord to reveal himself, my whole being began to feel like I was going to explode inside. And at that same moment, it all happened while I was driving. And at that same moment, I just felt like a scream came from the most being of my heart. And that scream hurt so that my ears hurt. It was so loud. But at that same moment, that scream came out. All this happened so fast that my tears begin to turn to something so beautiful. And I begin to just cry with all my heart, with love flowing over me. It was just like an umbrella. I was under an umbrella of love. Love was coming down. It was coming down so strong. And I began to speak in a language, and I thought I was going crazy. I didn't know what it was, and I began to speak in this weird language. And at the same time, the love of God was surrounding me. And as I began to speak this language so loud, I didn't know what I was saying. I thought I was going crazy. But at the same time, I heard a voice like a trumpet, and it says, I am your God. I am the God of love. I am love. And at the same time, I was feeling that love. I don't know how I drove, but the next thing I knew, my car was parked in the parking lot. I could not let go of the steering wheel because his glory was so strong. I could not move. I knew in my mind that I had to get out, that I was at work. But I couldn't. But I was able to. I was walking in air. I saw the trees for the first time. I saw the birds. I knew I was alive. And that I was loved. Because love lifted me. It lifted me from the pits of hell. I continued living in that pit of hell. But I was able to bear it. Because when I walked back from work that day, when I walked in that place, my boss told the people, leave her alone. She has a lot of problems. Because I could not stop crying. I could not talk because all I did was cry. I cried for 2 weeks. I could not talk. They thought I was going bananas. And when I got home that afternoon, I hated my husband with a passion. because of the way he treated the family and me. But I was able to go up to him and tell him that I loved him. But it wasn't my love. It was God's love. And when you see that scripture where it says, God is love, believe it. He is love. I wouldn't be here right now if God had not loved me and lifted me up of that pit. And I give him all the glory for saving my soul. And believe me, if there's somebody here, that says in John, 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. Now that's how I lived, in torment, because I didn't know what happiness was until I met Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I did not know what happened to me. But that Sunday, I always admire the church on mission, La Trinidad. And I went there, and I talked to the pastor, and I told him what happened to me. And he explained what I have been born again through the power of God. And I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So God is love. And every time I read Romans, it's Romans 5:5. We have this hope that does not disappoint you, because the love of God has been poured in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And if you doubt, ask him, and he will reveal himself to you. If you are a doubting Thomas, like I was, believe me, he does make himself real. He's no respecter of person. God bless you.